A famous economist once quipped, "The avoidance of taxes is the only intellectual pursuit that carries any reward." He obviously died before the rise of reality television and a show like Survivor. After all, Survivor contestant Richard Hatch found the intellectual pursuit of surviving the island adventure very rewarding, $1 million worth. "Such endeavors are what makes life fun for me," he reportedly told CBS, and then he allegedly tried that other sort of intellectual pursuit. That's the federal government's claim, at least, that Mr. Hatch willfully attempted to evade income tax. And the papers say that a bug-eating, fire-walking, mud-pack-slathering Mr. Hatch has reportedly agreed to plead guilty to tax evasion this week before a much more official sort of tribal council, a federal court judge. Had Mr. Hatch prepared for Survivor not only mentally and physically, as his website boasts, but legally, he would have learned about 26 U.S. Code Section 74, prizes and awards. Whittled down like a fire-starting stick, the key language is this. Gross income includes amounts received as prizes and awards. This means that if you win $1 million on a smash hit reality television show, you'd better add that figure to your 1040 EZ form. Because the tax people watch TV too. And like so many others, they think that Rudy should have won. There have been other contestants who've challenged in different ways the stamina of the IRS. Some have merely inquired about a certain prize. Others have taken an initial IRS ruling to court. And you can guess which party keeps its hand on the immunity idol longest nearly every time. Consider the case of the beauty pageant contestant some years back, a woman who was crowned, quoting here, on the basis of her talent, charm, and grooming, and who won, quoting again, a so-called scholarship for her efforts. When a revenue ruling contains hints of both sarcasm and the green-eyed monster, you can bet it'll conclude that when a pageant winner must do work for the pageant corporation for 1 year in exchange for scholarship money, the scholarship must be included as gross income, as a prize or award. Same outcome for the football player who won a Corvette several years ago, a prize given by a sports magazine after a particularly spectacular game performance. Or the man who won a $25,000 fishing derby prize. Even the couple who won a television set. It's all income to the feds and must be reported. After all, as both Ben Franklin and any tax attorney would tell you, when it comes to death and taxes, nobody, not even Richard Hatch, is a survivor. I'm Amy Guida.